Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Every time I try to make it on my, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the way, and in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. For this man who needs amazing kindness, the forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. Well, there was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, shadows of the alley.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. That was a tribute to Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, the icon, legend of the country gospel industry. Praise the Lord. Amen. Of course, Dolly Parton have gone on now. Passed away on this week, on Tuesday, August the 25th. And we just wanted to give a tribute to her. Such a beautiful voice. I'm often listening to WCNO myself, and I listen to songs, but that particular song really does something to me when I hear her say, "There was Jesus." Dolly Parton was not only just a celebrity and a movie star and a superstar. Dolly Parton knew the Lord. She have roots and Christian roots where her grandfather, her mother's dad, father, was a Pentecostal preacher. And so she grew up spirituality in the Lord, man, being in the admonishing and nourishing of the Lord. And she is one of 12 siblings, Dolly Parton. And, you know, she grew up in Tennessee, Locust Ridge, Tennessee. So we definitely just wanted to give her a shout out on this morning. And she also wrote children books. She did a library thing personally for children. And she's going to be rewarded for the things that she done here on this earth. So I believe Dolly Parton is going on to be with the Lord now and singing in the heavenly choir. So that icon where she will be missed. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we thank God, amen, for your tuning in on this morning, Lively Stones Ministry, where everybody is somebody and Jesus Christ is the Lord. We thank God for all what he have done and what he's going to do to pass in the future and at this present time. The presence of the Lord is available to everyone that calls upon his name. God is a God that he cares so much for you because the joy and it pleased the Lord to call you his people. And as being a people and a doer of God, God is not slack concerning his promises. God is a God that God will see you through. He will deliver your feet from sliding. He will make you stand firm when you're feeling weak in despair and you're feeling as though you have been sidetracked or somewhat. God will quicken your understanding. We love the Lord this morning. We thank you for listening in right now to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, counting up the cost of the gospel. We're living in a time now where Armageddon time is only mentioned in the Bible one time in the book of Revelation, and it's a war. It's an all-out war where the enemy is opposing himself, and he's our opposition. And in order to gird up ourselves, we have to be suited up. We have to be girded up. We have to be aware. We have to be quickened by the Spirit of the living God. We have to be scriffing with all might because the Bible souls declare that when we was out with scriff in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. So Jesus died. And when he died, he quickened us now for the scriff that we have right now. If you're being sidetracked and you're being weak in the Lord, God have made avenue for you to get back to him. Being alienated, the Bible souls declare in Ephesians, that fourth chapter, verse 18, being alienated from the life of God. But now, through the ignorance of them, but now, and because of the blindness of one's heart, and just being blind to the fact of not knowing him and having a real authentic and relationship, amen, with God. We thank God for you this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us this opportunity to be able to come before you now. Oh, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to touch the hearts and the minds of your people. Oh, God, illuminate their minds now. Oh, God, somebody in need of spiritual blessing on this morning, somebody in need of a physical blessing. Somebody in the hospital of God, somebody have given up all hope, oh Lord, but we understand that you are the God Almighty and all things are possible with you. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your immortal being, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for you're the God of restoration, oh God, and nothing go unnoticed without you knowing about it. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for even your ways are not our ways, oh, God. And we much when we're going through things at times, oh, God, we know that you're looking down upon us, oh Lord, and you're smiling down because we're holding out and doing the things and being obedient. And that one now, I pray for you now that you just give and surrender all unto the Lord. Now, give it all to God. God is a God that when he comes wholeheartedly, full-hearted, and he's gonna bless you. Praise God. We thank you this morning. Life is a life of when you're in your life and you're going through something, but there's not real life without having God a part of your life, because there's a way that appears or seems to be right unto a man, but that ain't the way that God intended for you to go. But we have to understand that we have to come into a full circle and to come into a fellowship with him. And once we come into the fellowship with God, then we can be that son and that daughter of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We, at this time, want to thank God for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, where the pastor is Pastor Harriet Gordon, and overseer Mother Dorothy Gordon, and all the congregational members over there. We've been in conjunction with them. I'm a part of this church as well. So if you're listening, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, we send greetings in the name of the Lord. We love you on this morning and all the saints there. Now, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, this is a Pentecostal church located in the heart of Fort Pierce, Florida. It's a good place to come and lift up the name of the Lord and worship. The word worship means a hava, where you worship and serve the Lord. And when you worship and serve the Lord, you're worshiping him and you're serving him to the full capacity. And on this particular week of Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, where we're having over there on August the 30th, which is on a Sunday at 3 p.m., the church is fellowshipping and going over to New Destiny Family Worship Center, where Pastor Beverly Hinton is the pastor at 3 p.m. So in conjunction, two churches coming together and lifting up the name of the Lord in honor. And also Pastor Harriet Gordon will be on the air with us next week. So you want to tune in to that real dynamic woman of the Lord, and also the pastor there. And also on September the 6th, and the 5th, that whole Labor Day weekend is just pastorship and giving honor whom we're honor due. And on Sunday, September the 6th at 4 p.m. over at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, where we're honoring the pastor there for all her endeavors and her laboring in the gospel. So we thank God for the upcoming events. We're excited, amen, because you know what? You're next in line. You're next in line. What the Lord is doing right now, and what he's doing for one, he'll do for another, because there's no respect of person with the Lord. But to be in the NEMA and to be fellowshipping, amen, with such a source. But when we fellowship and we come together in the strength and the unity of the faith of God, the Bible souls declare in Galatians 6:10, therefore, we're having opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially of them who are of the household of faith, unto all men. And we got to have love now in this day that we're living in. The Bible says iniquity shall abound. It shall abound, but in the love of many shall wax cold, you know. And that's what we're living in, a day of Armageddon right now, where there's battle right now that is taking place on us right now. But what we can control is our own sight with God. We can control the outlook where we at individually. We have to make this a personal thing. But once you get it inside your spirit, then you can go and fellowship with someone else. You can go and spread the good news to someone else and tell them about Jesus, but you got to get it deep down in your soul and tell them that I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. But if I don't even say nothing, if I can just wave my hand, you'll know me by the fruits that I bear. You'll know them by the fruits that they bear, how they carry themselves, their character, their integrity. Praise the Lord. You know, but let us go over now to Colossians, in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 12. And we just want to touch a bit on that. If we would, we're pressed against time. Amen. How many know time is of the essence? Time is a factor now. Time is winding down. And we don't have time to be chucking and jiving and conniving and slipping and sliding and dipping and, you know, and putting up a front. We have to be authentic. Amen. I'm fine. Amen. I'm fine. We have to be sincere in our heart. Amen. Because we know God is a good God and God is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. And as you seek him, he said that you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. You know, God don't do things halfway. You have to meet God and you have to be willing to want to meet him. And if you meet him, amen, at the point of your need, God will pick you up. He'll strengthen you. You know, Paul said that I seen the third heaven and a voice spoke to me and I had a thorn in my flesh. But when the voice, but Paul was at the point of giving up. But when the voice spoke to him, he said that for my grace is sufficient for thee. And in weakness, then when I'm made strength, and even much in the weakness, I'm made perfect through the strength of the Lord, even much when I'm going through. And then he said, not only that, where when I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So when you're going through something in your life, when things seem not to be going to the design or how you drew it up and how you anticipated things to go, you got to know and understand that your help come from the Lord. You have to look to the Lord for everything. See, there's time out for getting to a place where having such of a part-time or in a partial love towards God. You have to come wholeheartedly because we're living in a day right now that you're here today and gone tomorrow, you know, and we just don't know. We just don't know. We don't know when our time gonna come, but we need to be ready when our time come. That way we know a reinsurance to ensure ourselves that we have immortal life. We have internal life with the Father because he promises us that. And all God promises in him is yea, and in him is amen. Praise the Lord. So once we come to grips with that and to collision with that, and we'll correlate that, amen, into our spiritual reality and our spiritual being, because the word of the Lord said, who that is an enemy, a friend with this world is intimate with God. So we got to understand that this world have nothing for us. This world is ruling, is darkness, full of spiritual wickedness. What good thing can profit us from being in the world? Glory to God. We got to understand that we got to overcome evil. We got to overcome evil with good. God will always abound. Whatever sin abound. But when it was the grace much more than abound. And then you're saved by grace. And this is the word of faith which we preach. We preach the word of faith. You're standing on the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is a life changer, somebody. He will change your life. You'll never be the same again in your life. And there's somebody out there right now. You're striving. You're doing good things. You're doing great work. But that you don't want to surrender all. You have to give it all to the Lord. Give it all to God and watch God. The desires of this world, the flesh of this world, want to do what it wants to do. But we got to bring what the flesh up on the subjection. Listen, the word of the Lord says on here in this book of Colossians in the text, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers to the inheritance of the saints in light. The saints in light, the light that is of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And whosoever believe in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And God is looking for a vessel to walk in this light and always giving thanks and always being reminded for where I come from and to where I am now. And where I am now, it's a point of I'm going to stay put where I'm is now because I have been invaded by the light. And in other words, my eyes, my spiritual eyes have been open, and I just see things totally different than what I've seen them before. I don't be so quick to comment on things. Where so past before, that old man used to comment on a lot of things. And how many know that the tongue is deadly and ruly and full of poison, and words hurt, you know. But the eyes of God, it quickens the believer. It's God is living his spirit. This is amazing. His spirit is on the inside of you. Once you confess God and once you begin to walk in the love, even as Christ have loved us and have given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice, as a sweet smelling savior unto God, as a sweet smelling savior, then you begin to walk in these characteristics, attributes, walking in the divine very essence of God, being an example, changing the culture where you reside at now. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, coming to a place of having a understanding and coming to a place where you're being meat of the partakers. Jesus said that when his disciples went into town to get visuals and everything, and then one of the disciples said that, did we bring him anything to meat to eat? And Jesus said, I have meat that you know not of. Now, my meat comes from the Father. So, in other words, by me being the meat and being partakers of, you know, you're going to, at some point in your life, things have a point of bombarding you, even much on your job, and they put a lot on your plate at times. Somebody have a responsibility to oversee a certain folk. Somebody is supervisors on the job, and then once it bombards you, and you are a believer, a lot of times you have a tendency to slack a bit, you know, because you got so much on your plate. But you got to understand that the very essence and the divine deity of God will quicken your understanding, even much that on what you go through as far as your workplace and everything like that. Because a lot of times when we get so caught up in a lot of things and stuff like that, and it really affects our worship, and it really affects our spending our time and our valuable time with the Lord. And this is a point where we don't really want to cross this path, because this is where it's called, where you're spiritual declining. See, we need to stay spiritually hunger for the word of God. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, glory to God. And see, one thing that I have desired of the Lord, that I may seek the Lord in the beautiness of his holiness. You know what? You know, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added unto you. So to get to know God and the understanding of the revelation of the Lord is good enough for me. You know, once I get to know him inside, I feel so good. I feel strong. I feel like I'm ready to go out into a dying world and to be an example, to be influential. Amen. Glory to God, if you would. You got to understand that the enemy come to destruct, come to remind you of who you were, and not just being passive if a word, accepting or allowing things to happen without trying to control or change or resist them. That word is as far as allowing things to happen. If you have something and if you see something out of order, even much with yourself, you're going to address it. You're going to bring it to even much your attention. You're going to be attentive about it or reprove it. The Bible says that whatsoever maketh manifest, whatsoever reproved is made manifest by the light, and whatsoever maketh manifest is light. So the word reprove is a word that, in terms of, I see it, okay, I disagree with it, all right, I disapprove of it, okay, I can go to a brother or sister, not before everybody else, and see if they're walking out of line, but to go to them out of meekness, out of love, you know. But this whole perception of this here is to characterize a oneself of making sure you're right and fully equipped. I'm talking about loving God. And once you love God, you have the love in your heart for everyone else, okay? And to be meet and of the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So that light is Jesus Christ himself. God is light, and there's no darkness in him at all. We're looking at a place and a time where, metaphorically speaking, when Jesus said that if a man walketh in the darkness, he stumble, because there is no light in him at all. In other words, you're walking in darkness and you have not been introduced to the light, because the deeds are, you know, not up to par, not up to standard as far as the standards of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you really for listening in on this morning. Definitely entrusted that the Lord have said something, used me to say something to persuade you to follow the path of righteousness. We just have to be ready in a time which we think not. God is doing a great work here on this earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you are recipients of that, my friend. I'm convinced that some of us just we get where we just get to the point where things ain't moving fast enough as we have anticipated for them to move. But you have to just wait. You have to just wait. You still have to be kind, affectionate towards one another, loving one another, making sure where your place at in the Lord, lifting him up, praising him anyway, giving him the glory, because all things are manifested through the Lord, and he gonna have you to live this abundant life. We thank you for listening. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Thank you.
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.